three young people. Three lives changed by one experience. GenSend. It's a 10-week internship through the North American Mission Board as part of its Send North America strategy, designed to immerse college students and young adults in ministry, missions, and church planting in cities around North America.
I served with Generation Send in Portland, Oregon.
I was in Brooklyn.
I got an opportunity to serve in GenSend Chicago.
GenSend is part of what NAM calls its farm system, a way of training up people to serve in church planting.
Just learn to live every day on mission from the perspective of being intentional with people.
And while doing that and while being a true friend to someone, you can still be explicitly Christian.
The GenSend experience is life-changing.
When we're on fire, like, we'll let the world know, and we love Jesus, and we want you to love Jesus.
It's vital to get us plugged in and get us ready now, because if we aren't being taught these things, that when the baton is being passed, it's going to be fumbled.
NAM sees the value of young people and sees the difference that we can make.
We're students on mission, man. You know, we're trying to be Jesus to people. We're trying to be missional.
When you give to the Annie Armstrong Easter offering, you're putting young people like Sarah, Gabriel, and Austin in the mission field.
You're investing in students like myself so that we can go into cities all over North America and join God in what He's doing there.
You're changing the future of these students each time you give.
Generation Send is the reason that I was exposed to NAM, and now I'm part of a team that will be planting a church.
Well, my hope for the future is to go back to New York City and to plant a church.
We're going to fulfill the Great Commission, man. That is our goal.
We have two prayer requests, one for Otto Caudill with cancer treatment, and we have Jack Smith. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for letting us all gather here today. Lord, and I pray if there's anyone that really needs you, that you'd just watch over them and help them. I pray that you'll bless this offering. And thank you. Amen. Now we will dismiss for junior church, which is ages 4 through 6th grade.
Today's passage will be at 1 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verses 12 through 15. If you would turn to that, please. Okay, we'll start with verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all.
Stand again and worship together.
You. shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine.